Let's bring out Richard Watson. Give Richard a big hand. Doc, do you mind telling them that story about your sister who was also blind and helping her up in that cherry tree? That's such a
long time
story.
Ago when I could hear like a cat and didn't need vision because my hearing was radar. Didn't have too much to do with me climbing and picking cherries, but I used to like to climb when the sweet mountain cherries was ripe and pick a lot of them. And there was one tree especially that I could pick a whole lot in, the way Dad had trimmed it and kept it growing, a nest of limbs right in the top. You could sit and pick a bunch. My little sister was 7 at the time. She was blind, and she came running up, hurrying up. She could get around good as I could about it there in the yard, and said, "Throw me down a tack of cherries." And I had a big old rope I was letting the bucket down on. It was this great big thing, bigger than your thumb. And I said, if I throw you a tack of cherries down, it'll shell them all off. And besides, it's sandy under that tree. It'll dirty them. They won't be fit to eat. If you won't tell Mama on me, I'll make you a swing in this rope, and I'll bring you up here and set you right there on my knee. And I'll put my arm around you so you'll feel safe. And you can eat all the cherries you want, and I'll let you back down. I left the rope swing. She was kind of sitting on that. Tied it off so it wouldn't move, you know, or anything. And she ate all the cherries she wanted, and she was sitting there, and the tree was gently swaying in the summer breeze, you know, like this. I always wondered what it was like to be in the top of a tree when the wind blew. And now I know.